Don't ask me any hard questions, will you?
With Tegan Keys, the trainer of 5Volt. Tegan, congratulations on getting your first winner as a trainer.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's take us through the procedure. When did you decide to become a trainer?
Oh, I've been thinking about it for a while, but I decided this was time now, and yeah, so I did it, and yeah, happy.
All right, well, you're John Key's daughter, and mm-hmm. you were considering at one stage a career as a jockey, because you do a lot of track work, pretty much all the track work at Dad Stables.
Yeah, but yeah, I've just, yeah, I don't want to do it, and this is the next step, so I went this way.
Now, how long have you had your licence?
Since the start of the season.
All right, how many horses have you have in your name?
Just two.
And the other one is?
Tituba Rose. It's running on Sunday at Devonport.
Okay. All right, well, what's the plan? Are you going to try and build up the stable, get a few extra horses in work? How many would you like to have, say, in 12 months' time?
Well, I'm only allowed to have two at the moment with the owner trainer's licence, and next season I hope to go co with Dad. So.
Oh, that's the plan?
Yep.
A partnership?
Yep.
All right, how old are you?
24, nearly 25.
Okay. Now, you've been around horses all your life.
Yes.
You love it?
Yeah. Yep, very much so.
When did you start riding?
I got my first horse when I was three.
Okay. And you went through your pony club and all those
yep,
sort of things?
Yeah, did all of it. Yep.
Yeah, Jim Carter's,
yep.
All that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Did you spend some time in the state?
No.
No, you stayed at home all the time?
Yeah, at home, and like I've been at Uncle Ken's, and Cranbourne. Yeah.
All right, do you go backwards and forwards? Do you go over occasionally to spend some time with your Uncle Ken?
Yeah, just when we take like Triple Asset over, but I went down and worked a day with Heath Connors as well, which was good. It's good.
All right, talk about Triple Asset. You had a lot to do with the filly. She was the top two-year-old last season here in Tassie. She didn't fire when she went to Melbourne as a three-year-old. Just wasn't quite ready.
Well, we think she got a virus, so her weight dropped down to nothing, but she's back home now, she's in the paddock, she's putting on weight, so we'll give her a crack next season.
All right, lovely. Do you think Dad will ever let you take over training Triple S?
No, I don't reckon.
All right, all the best with the two you got in work.
Thank you very much. Yeah.